passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Cast iron Dutch ovens have been around a long time.
You may have seen something that your grandmother had, an old pot that she set on the stove that was black.
Tim Spies is an education and outreach specialist at Parks and Wildlife. The ovens have changed little since great-grandma's day, except some now come pre-seasoned.
You know, what's neat is the last couple of years, one of the major manufacturers has come out with a pre-seasoned Dutch oven. And I swore as a purist I wouldn't buy one, and I did get one, and wow, already seasoned, it was fabulous. Jump right in and start cooking.
If you prefer to season it the old-fashioned way, use it.
And after you cook a few times, it'll be seasoned. And what we mean by seasoned is, as you cook, micro layers of carbon build up on the cast iron and gives it a non-stick quality.
You don't have to cook alone. There are groups such as the Lone Star Dutch Oven Society dedicated to preserving this kind of cookery.
And you can just do a search on your favorite engine and you'll find lots of different things. Some of these groups have dogs, they call them, Dutch Oven Gatherings, where they get together and they just all cook their favorite food and have a grand old time.
Find recipes and links to Dutch Oven groups at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.